There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go, hour number two of USAprepares.com with Captain John Reagan. You know, top of the hour news, or I heard that there was a piece that said the U.S. economy is going to expand 2.5% second quarter. Huh. How do they know? How do they know? And I just heard a commercial for, they call it the rebel flag. I'd call it the Confederate battle flag. But, you know, when they come to the house and you start reading the report of what they found here at the Finelli Farm, you know, they may say, wow, we found a Japanese meatball flag from World War II. We found a pre-World War II Italian flag from the 1930s. We found a Nazi flag. We found a Confederate flag. We found a 48-star United States of America flag. And we found a 50-state United States of America flag. Can you imagine that? So what's the problem? What's the problem with the Confederate flag? I don't quite understand. John?
Well, you know, the Confederate flag stands for states' rights, and we certainly can't have that in America today.
Yeah. That's what I thought it was. I thought it was all about states' rights. And, you know, I did live in Virginia in the South, and you know, when the North came down, they really hammered the South. They burned and they burned the villages. They burned the farms. They destroyed the animals. They killed the animals. They did everything they could to beat up on the South.
Yeah. And among the things they don't bother teaching in school is that if you look at the time, slavery was already on the way out. The age of industrialization was kicking in, and it really wasn't that much longer down the road when it was much cheaper to use equipment like tractors in the field rather than people, whether they're slave or free, because it's less money and less trouble. And we're getting ready to see a similar transition with other jobs now, where the computers take over, whether it's, you know, robots or robots with artificial intelligence.
And that's a great concern, because what's going to happen to the people who want to earn a living, to provide for their families, to do better than their parents? What's going to happen to them when they can't find jobs? You know, our son, over the weekend, our son was talking to some farmers, and he said, you know, there's a class right in our hamlet where I can learn how to shoe horses. I can take this class, and I can learn how to shoe horses. And I just want you to think about this class. Our son, who is a pretty bright guy, he's a very bright guy. He's working his way through school. He's working construction. He's building dormitories. He's forming concrete, finishing concrete, laying tile. I mean, all kinds of really hard work. He's doing all that, and he's thinking, you know, I think I should. And he volunteered to work at a veterinarian's office, so he did that during the summer, so he could learn about how to castrate, how to pregnancy check, how to give animals injections, and now he wants to learn how to shoe horses. It's, you know, what you'll have to show me one other young person who says, "Hey, I'd love to do something really hard," you know, something that's, you're out in the sun, you can get kicked by a horse, you can get really hurt. But, you know, I think that'd be great. I think that'd be a good thing to learn. We're getting away from this, John. We're getting away from learning how to do things, how to frame buildings with wood, how to frame buildings with steel studs, how to wire, plumb, roof, set up concrete forms, how to finish concrete. We're getting away from all that. Someone else is going to do that. But what happens when nobody knows how to do anything? And I think that's where we're going. I really do. I'm really worried about it. Like the guy who tried to work on my hydraulic cylinder. Obviously, someone didn't show him how. And we have lost the ability, or we've lost the desire, or we've lost the plan where we have the master craftsman who teaches the novice how to do it. And you learn by doing and watching and participating from the master. We don't have that anymore, at least as far as I can tell.
Hey, it's really hard texting and driving.
Well, heck, we don't have to worry about driving anymore. Really. Pretty soon it will be unaffordable, and for those who can afford, they'll have self-driving vehicles. You won't even have to learn how to do that. John, I said to our son, you know, I'm looking forward to him coming over, and he has a girlfriend, and I said, let's put her car up on the lift here on the farm. Let's show her the underneath of this car. Let's show her how the brakes work. Let's show her how the steering system works. Let's show her all the systems that make this automobile of hers work. And next time she needs an oil change, we'll have her do it, and we'll show her how it goes. And because she's never done that. And I think it's absolutely required that you know how the basics of an automobile work. I really do. Here's another thing. Show me a young person who's, let's say, 20 years old or so, who has not had an automobile accident. Show me one. I mean, I can show you one. That'd be our son and our other son. But other than that, can you show me one? It's hard to find someone who has not been in an automobile accident. Why is that? Because they don't know about friction. They don't know about traction. They don't know about the things that are necessary to know about to operate a car safely. They don't know those things because they haven't been taught. And that little class in driver's ed is nowhere near enough. Now, if a child starts out with a little go-kart, let's say age 7, 6, and there's a safe place to ride them, they'll learn about skidding and traction and braking and all kinds of things. But we don't do that anymore. It's too dangerous, I guess. Our son started out with a motorcycle at age 4. No exaggeration. There was a guy in the next town over that was selling a Honda 50Z, little 8-inch wheels. There's a 4-cycle engine, 3-speed semi-automatic transmission. And our son could hardly touch the ground while sitting on this very small motorcycle. And I taught him how to ride it. He's been riding motorcycles ever since he was 4 years old. That's how he checked the cows during this flood. We had a massive flood here. He had to go 20 miles on a dirt bike. Some might say it was illegal. I don't care. We had stuff to do. We had animals to check. It was an emergency. I don't care whether it's legal or not. His mother said, well, what if the police stop him? I said, just wave and keep going. I'm not kidding. That's what I said. Well, before he left, I said, okay, let's make sure you have everything you need. You need to fill up this tank full of fuel. It's a 2-cycle dirt bike. And I said, fill up the oil reservoir to make sure you have enough oil because it's going to be like a 20-mile trip. Literally. It has knobby tires, and he was able to go through all the mud and the grass and, you know, climb over the rocks and everything he needed to do to make this trip to check the cows. That's what we do. We're not going to let suggestions get in our way by the blue plague. What's next?
Let me run through the financial news here, and I will see what you want to discuss. We've got health insurance companies planning on or at least seeking rate increases between 20 to 40% or more, which ought to put a nice big damper on quarter one of next year. We've got silver production down, with the largest silver producer down a whopping 12%. We've been talking about the smart money getting out of stocks, and I've got a chart here of cash flow by client type. The institutional has really been pulling cash out of the market. Hedge funds have been pulling cash out. The only ones that's still putting cash in are the private clients. If you think Greece is over, I've got a chart here that shows what they owe by year going through 2057. We've also started talking about Puerto Rico. And to give an idea, the exposure to the United States, yes, there's $350 billion that Greece currently owes, but only about $14 billion is owed to U.S. institutions. Puerto Rico's different. Their $73 billion debt is basically owed to U.S. institutions, and there's 180 mutual funds in the United States and elsewhere that have at least 5% of their portfolios in Puerto Rican bonds. I've got a link, LTV 137. That's the loan-to-value ratio, 137% for used cars, meaning every used car that is sold by loan out there, they're loaning much more, basically over a third more than what the car is actually worth, and a lot of that's going to subprime borrowers. So no problem coming down the road there. We've got some entrepreneurial people in California. Housing prices there are out of sight. So now you can have an opportunity to rent a tent for $900 a month. And we've talked about how gasoline usage is down a bit. Well, apparently it's the same thing with electricity. So where do you want to go with that?
Now, John, I'd like to start with a loan to value with used cars. And I'd just like to preface this. I mentioned that hour number one that I bought this used truck for $3,000. And one of the things I said to the person, here's what happened. The truck was out in Kansas City. And I said, oh, okay, well, I can get out there. I said, well, are you heading this way? He said, I'll tell you what, I can meet you in Columbia, Missouri. I said, okay, give me a day or so. It looks like I really want this thing. If it's what you say it is, I believe I'm going to buy it. He said, okay. Let's figure out in the next day or so where we're going to meet. He said he would be in Columbia, Missouri on Thursday and Friday. And I said, okay, I'll call you back and we'll arrange a time to meet. And we did. I'll tell you how the rest of that story. And it all deals with used cars. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to quality qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play into political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to rflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. rflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? rflags.com. That's rflags.com. Go now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. John, we're talking about loan-to-value, 137% on used cars. So what I did on Friday was, I talked to this gentleman who was selling this vehicle. He happened to be a dealer. And he said, I can meet you in Columbia, Missouri, instead of Kansas City. I thought, well, it's a little closer. That sounds great. So he said, I'll bring the truck out there. And I said, all right. He sent me the Carfax. I looked at it. I had some questions for him. He answered all my questions. I said, okay, we'll meet. We arranged a time to meet after the broadcast. My son and I drove out. And we looked over the truck. And I said, okay, I'd like to buy it. And we agreed that he would take a check, which is kind of unusual, right? He accepted my check. So I bought the truck for $3,000. And here's the thing. After the transaction was over, I just said, I just got one question. One final question. How many people whom you deal with actually do what they say they're going to do? What he did was he was willing to wait for me hours. He was willing to stay extra time in Columbia instead of going back to Kansas City to his business. And he was expecting that I was actually going to show up. And what I did was I said, okay, I'll call you and I'll let you know when I'm leaving. I'll let you know partially way through the trip what my ETA is, so that you know. And we ran into some traffic and some accidents and things like that, and we were delayed about an hour. But I gave him progress reports. And so after it was all done, it was a very smooth transaction. I looked at the truck. Our son looked at it. We looked underneath it. We drove it and all that kind of stuff that you would expect. And it took us about probably an hour to look at the truck, test drive it, and decide whether we're going to buy it. We wrote him a check, and I asked him, you know, how many people actually do what they say they're going to do? Meaning, how many people actually say they're going to show up, and don't misrepresent that they can actually buy the vehicle, you know, and actually live up to what they say they're going to do as a customer? I was shocked, absolutely shocked at what he said. He said 4%. Can you imagine that? Only 4% of the people who he deals with actually do what they say they're going to do. It's horrible.
In some ways, I'm surprised it's that high.
Can you imagine, John? I mean, that's how far we have fallen. That, and this is not, these are people who call him up. He's not cold calling and saying, hey, you want to buy a car? You want to buy a truck? Hey, you want to buy a car? You want to buy a truck? These are people who are calling him. He answers their questions. He sends them the Carfax, whatever they want, gives them all the information, and it was quite accurate. And only 4% of we, the villagers, actually do what we say we're going to do. It's outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Michael from New York, you're on with Captain John Reagan and me, Vin Finelli. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to mention real quick regarding your comment reporting on a quote that the experts claim the economy's going to expand.
2.5%.
I think you said. Yes, it's true, Vincent. I believe it's even going to expand more, but it's going to be in a downward direction. That's the little detail they left out, the direction it's going in.
You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. You know, John Reagan said in his report that we are now lending 137% of the value of a vehicle. We're lending 37% more than the vehicle is worth. And if you look, why did I, you know, this truck is actually a learning lesson. It really is. Why did I buy this truck? It was a 2004 model truck for $3,000. Now, that seems to me like it's a pretty good deal. But you could buy a 2004 car for $3,000, you know, more often. But you can't buy a truck. Trucks seem to really hold their value. And heck, if it was a 2004 Jeep, it would probably be $8,000 to $10,000 for a, you know, little CJ or Wrangler Jeep. But the you're right. You're right. The economy is going in the down direction, and it's harder to get customers. How hard is it to get customers that can buy something? Well, you have to give them 37% more than what the vehicle is worth in order to get them to buy it. Isn't that the takeaway from this, John?
It's either that or we need to take more money from the people.
Michael, did you have something else?
I was just going to say quick, too, you know, it all reminds me of the subterfuge, how they present the statistics. When Obama said a few years ago, we're creating more jobs, and it's like, that's all true, but he failed to specify that it was in Red China.
You're absolutely right.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the Rebel flag. Well, the Rebel flag is an important part of American history. The Rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R, like Rebel, R, letter R, ourflags.com. Get your Rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com, that's ourflags.com. Go now.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. U.S. Air Force Reserves retired. And Michael from New York is with us. Mike, you were talking about the economy.
Well, yes, guys. You know, I was just saying at the break how it's amazing when these guys provide us with some information and we can read between the lines because we're educated. We know really what they're saying. So, example again, when Obama said, you know, we're creating a lot of jobs. Things are booming. Yeah. just doesn't mention the little fact that it's all in red China. And so, you know, they say it with a smirk because they know exactly what they're saying. They just leave out those little details to deceive the sheeple over here who believe he's referring to us. But and real quick, gentlemen, I just want to ask, first, if you guys are noticing that we're not seeing hardly any produce like we used to coming in from the old breadbasket of the world, California. And number two, Captain John, based on the current economy of the world, China's having a stock market crash. Greece is going to walk away from the false debt. And all of this is coming into play looking like things are going to really tank globally for the economy. When do you think the big wave from all that will finally hit our shores?
The way the picture is looking to me, I would not be surprised to see a 1929 style event this fall. But again, looking at history, keep in mind 1929 was not the worst of things. You then had, you know, the pain increasing, which then started increasing at an increasing rate, so that by 1933 things were really bad. Don't think it's going to take 4 years for that more bug hit the windshield type event, but I pretty much am expecting to see some major corrections by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Which will then set the stage for the hard times to follow, like you said, within a year or two after that, maybe three after that.
Right, and that dovetails in my analysis of Jade Helm. I believe it's a beta test. They're wanting to tune up the artificial intelligence so that when things do get nasty, it's ready to go. Right now, we don't have the pain here in America. Once we get to be like Greece, where people are hungry, they're going to be, you know, demanding the government fix things. And that's when it gets really dangerous.
Yes, sir. And based on that, what you guys were covering with the AI and no more cars or anything for us, or it'll all be automated. And so, you know, guys, I'm thinking there's always opportunities. We know that. And when it all gets down to that point and we're not allowed to drive automobiles and be independent like that and the economy's totally dead, I think we can start a brand new economy with rickshaws. And use it, we can generate taxi services, all kinds of transportation with rickshaws. In fact, heck, we could even have the new NASCAR races will be rickshaws, probably.
You know, Mike, Michael, what you're saying is obviously tongue-in-cheek, but just to add a little bit more seriousness to it, we've talked about the bonus army, and back in World War One, some of our soldiers were offered a bonus to stay on board and keep fighting, you know, because it looked like the war was going to continue a little longer. Well, after World War One, we had our stock market crash in 1929. As John Reagan said, it, you know, got worse and worse, and it continued to get worse. Well, in the spring and summer of 1932, about 43,000 marchers, 17,000 of them that were World War One veterans, and their families gathered in Washington to demand the cash payment redemption of their certificates, which were the bonuses that they were promised for fighting for another year in World War One. Well, they were denied those bonuses, and they were fired upon. So these marchers, of whom 17,000 of them were World War One veterans, were fired upon by, well, that'd be some of our generals.
MacArthur.
MacArthur, Dwight David Eisenhower, and General George S. Patton. So as we discuss it getting worse, I just wanted to put in perspective, it got worse just as John Reagan was saying, that the bonus army wasn't demanding their bonus because they didn't need it. It's because they were starving. Their families were starving. They were homeless, and they had no other choice but to go to Washington to say, look,
Well, even back then, too, it proves how the government has been a bunch of liars. To our own brave men that fought supposedly for the freedom, so those large fat cats down there in the capitals, can have their luxurious lifestyle, and they don't even honor them with the promises they made, you know, let alone being the hard times. The bonuses should have been doubled at that point in time, but yet they fired upon them. You know, every time when I hear about that, it just rips my heart out of my chest because, you know, if you don't respect men that are risking everything in battle so that the home, you know, the people back home are safe and sound, then you don't deserve to live in that country. That's my attitude on that. But anyway, you know, Captain John, real quick, too, and I'll let you guys get back to it, but would you say that the current final cost of after mining and then smelting and then minting silver would be somewhere around $24 an ounce, I believe you said a while back. Now, if that's still the case and where it's at now with the spot market price, and that's obviously affecting probably one of the reasons of the output. Would you still feel very confident that that's a sound investment for the future?
It's definitely going to be better than paper. And short-term wise, once paper gold and silver go away, the real gold and silver should have value for a little bit. However, once the supply chain goes away, I don't think gold and silver are going to be worth very much at all until normalcy returns, which may take several lifetimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it's going to be very interesting times then, gentlemen.
Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you. And I would just say real quick, though, John, on that, that, you know, it's always been the premium value of material wealth on the planet next to food and land. So even under those conditions you just cited, I still would think that it would be extremely valuable due to its more being even more rare than it is currently. And being what it is intrinsically, I would expect it always to have tremendous purchasing power under such conditions as that you just mentioned. But I guess time will tell on that. Gentlemen, you keep up the great work, and God bless.
Thank you so much, Michael. You know, John, I was at a seminar. I did a latest seminar on how to start your own business and take the same tax deductions that the rich take, and then I talked about the big lies. And one of the things that I did during that seminar was I held up two ammo cans, two military surplus ammo cans. One was a 50 caliber ammo can, and the other was a 30 caliber. And I said, okay, these are, right now, you can get them for $8 a piece for the 30s and $10 for the 50s. I said, I have these, and I bought them. I bought 15 of them right there at the, actually, I bought 30 of them. I bought 15 of each size. And I said, you can put valuable things in here. You can put nuts and bolts and screws. I mean, you don't want those things to rust. Because hardware is really, really expensive. And you can put all kinds of things in these ammo cans, besides ammo. And I said, how many of you think that you can get all the ammo you want in the future? How many of you think you can get all the ammo you want in the future? Let me say it a different way. Nobody. Nobody thinks they're going to be able to get all the ammo they want in the future. So what I did was I bought 15 and 15. And I'm putting nuts and bolts and screws and washers and all kinds of things that I don't want to deteriorate over time. Because I don't believe I'm going to be able to get all the things that we want. And I'm using them to create toolboxes on tractors. I'm going to bolt them to the side of the tractor where I can have nuts and bolts and screws and wrenches and, you know, the things that I need to have with me to save a trip back to the farm. And put wrenches and socket sets and those kinds of things and take them with me and put them in the cars and trucks. So for $8 and $10, you can't get anything as durable as these ammo cans. So what I'm saying is John, I think things are going to get worse. I really believe it, and I believe it's going to get harder to get the things that we need. And I think that you need to get them, and I think you need to have a place for them. And I said, if you want to know about silver, you can put about $500 worth of $500 face dollars worth of silver at 90% silver in a 30 caliber ammo can. So for $8, you can have a safe place to put your silver. Now just make sure it's concealed. And for the big ammo cans, you can put a bag of silver in, which is $1,000 face. That would fit in a 50 caliber ammo can. But it's going to weigh 77 or so pounds. So what you need is something that you can actually pick up and it won't fall apart. You can't buy anything at the Chinese factory outlet for $10 that will hold 77 pounds. So this is the answer. So I suggest that we consider buying ammo cans for all kinds of purposes. Okay? Even if you're going to go buy pennies and put copper pennies in them, put them in an ammo can. They keep them for a long time. They've got a gasket, and it'll keep air out. They'll preserve them for a long time. Just make sure they're dry. Keep them in the sun and make sure that you've evaporated all the moisture that may be in the can before you put your valuables in it. Back to you, John Reagan.
Now, let me expand on my answer a little bit there. Probably over the next couple of years, gold and silver is a way of protecting your assets. That said, before you throw cash into gold and silver, you should have your food and water taken care of first. And it's like I've discussed before, I see one or two ways this goes. We either have the collapse and go into war, in which case I'm seeing famine at a level not even seen during the Great Depression, and food would be so scarce, who would be stupid enough to give it up for something like gold and silver that you can't eat? And the other direction is we end up with a police state, in which case they're going to want to push people into electronic currency as soon as possible. So it doesn't matter if you have gold and silver. They're going to be monitoring everything so that you can't even barter the way you used to. It's called the Internet of Things. You know, monitoring people, everything they do 24 hours a day.
Very good points. And I like gold, I like silver, but I like tractors and farmland and seeds and food and tools better. I really do. For the same reasons that you've expressed. However, if you still have an excess, I think it's a better play than currency. I really do. So tools and equipment, knowledge, books. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the season
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Class meetup tonight at Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8. We'll be talking about air conditioning 102, how to recharge your automobile air conditioning system. And Linus will be with us, Linus Early. He'll be talking about what happened in Texas with the storms. Mike in Tennessee, Mike Parsons, welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen. As we've all been trained for a long time, that the last official act of any corrupt government is to loot the treasury. But sometimes they just kill off the creditor. Now, let me give you a hypothesis. Let's say you've got a mortgage, and it requires that the repayment be in U.S. dollars. The dollar crashes, so you trade in your commodities for worthless Federal Reserve notes that the mortgage company's been taking all along as payments in place of U.S. dollars, which don't exist. And so you pay off your Federal Reserve note-funded mortgage. Well, that's great. You've got a paid-off mortgage, but in the event, as it could be, as I predict, as I think they're going to do, they're just going to release the hounds, and in that case, all bets are off.
Mike, can you be more specific in what you're saying?
Regarding which point of this?
Well, are you saying that you're going to pay the note off with Federal Reserve notes, and then all of a sudden that The creditors are going to say, you know what, yeah, you paid them with Federal Reserve notes, but that's not U.S. currency, so
your note is what your note is. If it says U.S. dollars and they've been accepting Federal Reserve notes, then, you can argue that as a pattern of behavior, they've accepted your Federal Reserve notes. If they do away with Federal Reserve notes and go to something else, then your mortgage company is going to argue, and the courts are probably going to side with them, that they have to go with what is a value-based note or currency. And as they did in the Weimar Republic, I wonder how many mortgages were paid off with those worthless notes that they had.
Okay, so you're saying if they do a reset and it's 3-for-1 and you get 3 new units of the one new unit for 3 of the current Federal Reserve notes. Now it's going to cost, hypothetically, three times as much to pay off your note. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right. But the reality is that I'm anticipating that they're going to release the hounds. They're doing the Jade Helm right now, where they're basically role-playing how they would, in effect, do martial law across this country. And since they've been training for the last 7 years in Tennessee with the operation, what they call it, the community farming, where they go out and they literally exterminate everybody in the outlying areas, they're looking at eliminating the creditor, we being the creditors, of course. So if you eliminate the creditor, the banks, the debtors, the Federal Reserve, and so forth, the crooks that are running this operation, well, they don't have to worry much because the creditors, the rank and file, we the people, no longer exist.
John Reagan?
I think it's actually even worse than that. There's a gentleman here in North Texas, and there's not time to get into it, but basically with everything that's gone on with the collateralization of mortgages, that even if you pay off your loan, you may not ever be able to get clear title to your property. And that, like I say, that's a whole other can of worms to get into.
One last question for John real quick. If you had a 401k and your only option, because you're still working, is to put it in treasuries or some type of reverse ETF that goes up when the stock market goes down, is there any comfort level that you have for either of those?
Well, I wouldn't be in treasuries, because when interest rates go up, that's going to cause the value of those to go down, and interest rates have to go up at some point. And while I believe we're going to see stock markets go down, there's also the possibility that if we hit that hyperinflation, we could actually end up with higher indexes.
To be continued. Captain John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. Mike Parsons in Tennessee, I'm so glad you're home. I really am. It's wonderful to hear your voice. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Meet up tonight. Jimmy Zeg. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.